my first event of centenary year actually started on Friday, December the 31st, 1982. I'd been given the job of organising a giant bonfire, one of many throughout England, to was built to celebrate BB 100. Our bonfire, the Birmingham one, was to be built on Bar Beacon, a hill north of Birmingham, just a mile or so from my own company headquarters, 57th Birmingham Company. We recruited a professional bonfire builder, a BB officer who actually worked for Birmingham City Council Parks Department. And we also had support from the local radio station, which appropriately was called Beacon Radio. Myself and my Wolverhampton Battalion colleague, Anthony Davis, went on local radio appealing for fuel, wood, etc. On the day, we had 2 7-ton trucks collecting, but some would be delivered. For instance, a massive lorry from Ever Ready Batteries with hundreds of battery boxes. And the fire was built by some 30 or so BB boys and staff. Now, the fire rose to a massive height. There were hot dogs, beef burgers and drinks being readied. A telescopic lighting unit with generator was delivered by a BB police officer. Stakes and ropes surrounded the fire. The boys and staff building the fire went home after dark to change, and some to don their uniforms ready for lighting on the stroke of midnight. By 11:30 p.m., Beacon Radio were doing interviews live from the Beacon. The crowd was gathering, and it was some 2,000 plus rather than the expected few hundred. The surrounding roads were actually gridlocked, and the refreshments sold out in minutes. On the stroke of midnight, the fire was lit with flaming torches thrown by BB boys in uniform. Our minister gave a New Year blessing over the radio to the whole of Birmingham and the Black Country. The sky turned bright red with the glowing fire. We actually caught a glimpse of the fire on Sedgley Beacon to the west, some 10 miles away, and briefly one on Clent, 20 miles to the south. I remained on site through the night, as I'd promised Walsall Council, who owned the Beacon site. Memorably, as dawn broke on centenary year, I was raking through the embers of the fire, collecting the thousands of nails that once held battery boxes together. Sitting alone on the Beacon that night, I'd been wondering how I'd get the lighting unit back to its depot in Birmingham. At first light, an AA man with a big Land Rover drove onto the Beacon, and he was for the unit back for us. Amazing, the power of prayer. At some time late afternoon on the 1st of January, I made my way home,